At first glance, the pronouncements of the IMF on the taxation of global companies and the work of charities trying to sort out the affairs of vulnerable people on low incomes who have run into difficulties with the tax authorities would seem to have little in common. But you would be wrong. There is a strong connection. The other day, the IMF put out a paper that argued, in the words of its chief, Christine Lagarde, that the current international corporate tax architecture is fundamentally out of date. This was, she argued, because of the rise of highly profitable, technology-driven, digital-heavy business models. This is where the tax charities come in. Increasingly, they find that the vulnerable arise from this world where technology drives the profits. Once upon a time, big industries would dominate a town, pay-as-you-earn was the main tax model, and there were always people around who could help those whose tax affairs had gone sideways, often through no fault of their own. But as industry fragmented, all this came to an end. Once technology dominates, then the only way that a company can save costs is through wages. That leads to outsourcing and, all too often, the atomization of income. And that means more people on their own on falling wages. The road to tax vulnerability opens up. So the environment for ordinary people is getting harder. And there are a growing number of people in times of desperation who need the tax charities to sort them out. Between them, TaxAid, founded in 1992, and Tax Help for Older People, founded in 2001, have helped over 250,000 people. And their casebook is rising steadily. Typically, the people they help are the recently bereaved who have never had to deal with tax before, or those who suffer from mental health problems. We may joke that we don't open letters from HMRC, but many severely depressed people find that they can't open the letters. What the charities do is help to reconstruct people's lives, sort out the tax, and enable them to pay the tax due. We're not talking huge amounts. The charities only deal with people on very low incomes. But the problems are more terrifying for the poor, the baffled, or the bewildered. HMRC sometimes doesn't help either. It too suffers from budget cuts and finds it hard to comprehend the problems that people suffer. One tax tribunal recently came across someone who'd been hit by an illness that made him profoundly deaf. HMRC kept urging him to telephone their helpline. Deaf ears on both sides. Or take another recent case where HMRC pursued a homeless man for late filing penalties. As the judge said, for HMRC to expect a homeless person to keep HMRC up to date with their address is ridiculous and just needs to be stated to show its absurdity. When the tax authorities are under pressure to be ever more efficient and cost-cutting, common sense sometimes goes out of the window too. But HMRC is not really the bad guy in all of this. The problem is an employment world in which the low-paid people at the bottom of the pyramid have less and less of a safety net. And to their credit, HMRC, along with the professions, the firms and individuals, fund the charities. But in an employment world where the most vulnerable are no longer on PAYE and the old avuncular social system no longer works very well, the number of people slipping into tax confusion is only likely to rise. The charities will continue to sort them out. But apart from the need for ever more funding, their work would be boosted in the long term if those shaping the tax system itself recognise the problems. And Christine Lagarde's desire for the IMF to focus on the economic impact of taxation.